A Milwaukee group is putting on a children's opera that was performed during World War II, including in a concentration camp. The opera was written by a Czech Jewish composer before the war. Later, Nazis used it in an attempt to deceive the world about how they were treating imprisoned Jews. A local Jewish arts and music organization called Ruach is using the opera to educate children about the Holocaust, both through the opera's message and its history. WUWM's Mayan Silver reports.
A principal cast of 8 children and teens and 1 adult are gathered for mic checks as they prepare to rehearse the opera called Brundibar.
Go! Like right now! Come on the stage!
It'll be performed here at the Jewish Community Center in Whitefish Bay this weekend. The opera was written in Czech but translated to English. Director Elise Edelman describes the plot.
It's a very Hansel and Gretel kind of storyline. 2 kids are told by a doctor that in order to save their ill mother, they need to get milk for her, so they go to the town square, but they realize that they need money in order to buy milk.
The kids in the story, named Aninka and Pepecek, decide to sing to make money.
But an evil organ grinder is drowning out their sound and their music that they're making. So with the help of a cat and a dog and the children of the town, they get Brundibar, the evil organ grinder, out of town.
A Czech Jew named Hans Kraza wrote Brundibar with a libretto by Adolf Hofmeister in 1938, the year before World War II. Kraza included several animals in the story as an allegory of how people were responding to the growing Nazi threat. For instance, there's a dog who wants to fight the evil organ grinder.
The cat was the people that stood aside and just let it happen, and the sparrow were the people that talked, a lot of talk, but didn't do much.
That's Liam Jenninga, a 15-year-old freshman at Delavan Darien High School. He plays the dog who confronts Brundibar the bully in the production that Ruach is putting on at the Jewish Community Center. A few years after the war began, the Nazis captured composer Hans Kraza and sent him to Theresienstadt, a ghetto labor and concentration camp in the former Czechoslovakia. Many artists were imprisoned at Theresienstadt, and the Nazis were a little bit more liberal with music and art. Prisoners at the camp performed Brundibar on dozens of occasions. And while Kraza's opera centers around a hopeful message that good can triumph over evil, ironically, the Nazis actually used it to try to mislead visitors to the camp about the horrors taking place there. They compelled a performance of Brundibar during a visit by the Red Cross in 1944 and filmed it to try and show that life was good for the Jews. But in fact, tens of thousands of Jews died at the concentration camp. In preparing for a role in this weekend's production of Brundibar, 15-year-old Liam Jenninga says he learned a lot about the children of Theresienstadt who performed the original piece.
Otto Levy, who was the original dog, he worked in the gas chambers and taking bodies out of it. And just to think that he would have to do that to possibly people he knew or just people of his same culture and just have to live with that while he did it.
The group putting on Kraza's opera this coming week in Whitefish Bay has been educating school children about the Holocaust and bullying in the weeks leading up to the performances. Baritone Jason McKinney, the one adult in the cast, plays Brundibar the bully. He says we're still trying to piece through the lessons of World War II today.
Well, of course, we would like to see equality and the end of racism and the rise of humanism, that no matter one's skin color or religion or economic means, that they are treated as equals in our society.
There are 2 performances for the general public coming up this Sunday and 1 on Tuesday night. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM. Milwaukee's NPR.